What the fuck is happening?
You're still audio down from Acme.
Oh.
And again.
That was one of the all time.
I'm glad we figured it out. That's my fourth one.
Yeah, it's not on you.
It's your second.
It's not on you.
It's third.
So when you need to hear, you got nothing. Don't in yourself.
Solid not spectacular.
Solid not spectacular.
First.
Oh, this is your best one yet? Maybe of all time.
Maybe of all time.
The first one's great.
That's a solid 260 average. You know,
I mean, season. 260 with my Bryce Harper in September.
You can't set you up for failure there.
That first one was personal.
Yeah, it was
good.
Great.
It was real good.
Audio was down.
Damn.
Hey, what are you going to do?
For an entire... This is our second time recording this episode. Audio was down for an entire episode.
Yeah. Audio down.
No, no lie. It was down for 10 seconds.
You're entering hour 7.
Welcome to the pod. Welcome to the pod. I am Tony Diggs, joined by Ty Schmidt, Boston Connor, Nick Morato, Cuban Zeet.
Tubes in the back. He'll be coming.
Tubes will be here.
He'll be coming.
Foxy may pop in.
I know Bat he's may pop in. Here.
You absolutely never know. I hope everyone had an incredible weekend.
It's a good weekend.
Good weekend.
Had an incredible... Zito was surfing this weekend.
Oh, not yet. They were building it, but I can't wait. We are having an open invite to Flow Ride, they call it.
Whoa.
And basically, if you guys are surfers in here, I don't know if anyone is.
Oh, yeah.
We all are. We sure had barrels.
I'm always in the barrel.
What do you mean? They're building it. You sent us a video. There was a guy on it surfing.
Yeah, they have to, like, okay it.
They're testing like it out right now.
Like a roller coaster?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh,
man.
You guys get hurt, right?
Well, is that one, is that one of the better...
So what Zito's talking about is one of those...
Wave machines
yes, that you surf on, and then you get off the board, and then as you're walking off, everyone always falls and then smacks their head off of the ground.
So it's made out of a trampoline. Never knew that.
Really?
Oh,
really?
So below the water,
that makes
surprisingly,
sense.
You bounce right back up every time.
Oh, that's smart.
That's a great idea.
And make sure you guys tighten your pants.
Of course.
Oh, because they will fall down?
Yeah, fat stooges always pants fall off.
That's a good point.
Have you been on one before? Because this is a big cruise ship activity.
On the cruise ship, yes. And I hated it because I just, when I'm on there, you know, I'm just all about the food.
Mm-hmm.
The sun.
Exactly. Yeah, and when you're working it, you don't want to be the guy with the broken foot working on a cruise line.
Of course.
Did that happen to guys doing that?
I've never seen it happen, but it's one of those things that would happen to me.
Did you ever run like the wave? Like, were you the wave guy ever when you were working on the cruise ship?
No. Usually the guys that love going on it would always be the ones working.
Wave guys?
Did you work the rock wall?
No, I was just... I actually did the kid camps every once in a while.
You never went down on your belly? Like a big penguin?
I would actually love to do that.
Could you?
Yeah, it would be a good water flow to the downstairs, too.
Could you body surf one of those things or no?
I've seen people boogie board on them.
Doesn't look very fun, to be honest.
No, it does not.
No, you gotta ride the wave.
I mean, stand the fuck up.
Come on.
Stand the fuck up.
It's crazy, though. Like, the people were setting up, they were literally going, like, from... There's two people on there, and they were just basically switching sides. So one guy would go up, the other guy would go back, and they would switch sides.
So they were good at it.
They were good.
So these weren't just test drivers. These clearly were some professional surfers they brought to this thing.
Well, one of them was Coco's dad. That blew my mind.
Really? He's a professional fucking tube rider?
Excuse me?
They fucking Bodie from Point Break?
One of the two?
Yeah, one of the two, yes.
What, is he a co-owner? Or?
No, he just helps with the... Since he's retired, he helps with the...
NCIS Miami, dude. That's where he was, huh?
Exactly, oh yeah. Wow.
So, like, when we go on this, we're going to have all the tips.
Exactly, yes.
Well, we should also get all the shortcuts, too. Can we get some of these test ride passes, or what's going on?
No, we get the whole thing to ourselves.
If we go.
When?
He'll give us here comes next phase. Go ahead, Nick.
This guy, he's setting you up.
What do you mean?
Oh, yeah.
He's setting Tony up more than anybody.
You guys, think about this, okay? This guy's dating Zito's, or his daughter.
Zito's dating his daughter.
He sees this BFS roll up, and he's got this this wave machine over here. He's like, I'm going to get some
gold
content of Zeke rolling his body down this wave machine, wiping out, sliding all around.
You got a point.
Pants falling down, maybe his butt cracks hanging out.
Well, you know I wear compression pants everywhere I go.
So of course. It's a great idea.
But there's also I don't know what you guys had in your water parks growing up, but there's where you go straight down. It's like a 10-foot pole.
Drop.
A water slide?
Yeah, but it's like the ones that you go...
Speed slide.
It's a plunge, basically.
Oh, Pittsburgh plunge?
Yeah, so it's, I think, a 12-foot pool, and basically, if you're not a good swimmer, don't go in.
So is this a water park?
Yes.
Do they have a lazy river?
Yes.
Do they serve alcohol?
I'll see you there.
I'm going to go and say no, because it's a part of the...
Is this a brand new water park?
No.
Bring it in a water park. Why have I never heard of this water park in Indiana before? Indianapolis before?
Well, it's like, yeah, it's just for the city.
Couple scars.
What do you mean, it's just for the city? I live in the city.
In the city? Of
Carmel.
Oh, I don't live in that city. That city's way too expensive.
Yeah, but it's not a water park.
So you have to be a resident of Carmel to use this?
I think usually yes.
Oh, those of you who don't know, Carmel's a very wealthy area of Indianapolis.
Yeah.
But look for content of us on the Wave Machine coming soon.
Just imagine this, though. Slow-mo drone while you guys are on the Flowrider.
Can all of us be on at the same time?
Hey, I have a thing where I know...
Hey, you're not working the cruise ship anymore, pal. You
True. Like, the only thing I did, like, post, like, athlete, like, sports... was play softball.
Yeah.
And I never put myself in situations where I knew I would like crumple my leg or anything. But like,
why your legs are like tree trunks.
Yeah, your strongest attributes. That's what they say. And then you pull, what's the muscle I hate?
Hamstring.
No, the one that will snap all the way up your butt.
The Achilles.
Yeah, it's my number one fear. I know what happened to me.
Fun fact, you cannot tear an Achilles wakeboarding. Yeah, never seen it. Surfing.
Yeah,
never
heard of it. You guys say.
How do you know?
That's why I have never been in crutches post football career.
Science.
Point break.
Yeah. So you're not going to be riding the wave because you're not riding the wave. I don't know if I'm.
No. We're all riding the wave. No, we do it together. We're probably going to go go karting after too. Okay, I may revisit my stance if there are go karts involved.
And Zito, are there batting cages? Dude?
Zito, I am I'm a very good snowboarder. Does that mean I'd be good at this?
Well, so it's like, I guess it's foot placement. So if you know that, and then you just don't have the balance of the foot placement. That's basically what I was picking up while I was watching.
Don't catch an edge.
Do not catch an edge.
Will you be participating in the go karts?
Me.
Oh, I am very good at go karts.
Oh, well, we are going to wreck you and snap your leg then.
No, my feet are inside.
Huh?
Well, yeah. Until Nick Fish tells you, you flip over 8 times, pulls you out of your golf cart, and curb stomps your leg against.
We hit you with the Malachi Crunch and just bend your body.
Oh, Tanya.
Z, would you say you're more Bowser or Wario?
In Mario Kart, I am actually
DK
Toad.
Toad.
But,
yeah.
No, I mean like, but in real life, Toad's who would you compare yourself to?
Well, like my skill level, yeah, Toad.
No, but like
in RL.
But like in real life,
so like what my body looks like. More.
Oh, Tony, you jerk!
I'm gonna go with Donkey Kong.
Yeah, that's what I said.
Good answer.
Yeah, who would you go with?
You
Tony?
Do have a big, beautiful back. I'm probably Wario.
I'm gonna win.
I love playing with Wario.
He's the best.
Yeah,
he's
trying to think of other characters, and I just can't. So
I went with Luigi a lot. Tall Italian stooge. Just felt right. Who's fucking tonight? Who's fucking tonight? You are.
Got him.
And if you are, you might want to take a little Roman with you. Because every guy wants to last longer in bed, but coming backwards from 100 or singing Mary Had a Little Lamb doesn't always work. That's why the folks at Roman, an online men's health company, are changing the game with Roman Swipes. The secret to longer, better sex.
Yeah. Ooh.
Roman Swipes are convenient over-the-counter wipes, clinically proven to help you last longer, and the packaging is small enough to fit in your back pocket. They're effective, doctor-approved, easy to use, and fast-acting. Probably sounds too good to be true, right?
Yeah.
Wrong. Swipes are the real deal. So they have shown up to a 340% increase in stamina after just 3 months of regular use. Nailed it. They will ship to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each packet is small enough and convenient enough to hide right in your wallet. What makes Swipes better than all the creams and foams out there is the desensitizing effect that will not transfer to your partner or numb you. Keep Roman Swipes in your back pocket for longer, better sex, and get yours fast with free 2-day shipping by visiting getroman.com/USA.
All right, as always, Bill, did you have something to say, or are you just coming to join the conversation?
I would like to talk about Twitter stooge, Rocky Mountain Rich, I think his name is.
You do not want to be calling Rocky Mountain Rich a Twitter stooge.
That Nick has been empowering on Twitter by liking his tweet.
Is this guy straight up called you a coward?
Yeah, for not accepting a survival competition in the fucking Rocky Mountains with him.
Accept it, Bill.
Kind of makes you a coward.
Yeah. Accept it, Bill.
I came on the pod right now to say to that proposition, yeah, I'm never going to fucking do that because I enjoy my life, and I even said when we talked about our survival stuff, I wouldn't do well. I sit in front of a fucking computer for 20 hours a day.
Is it because you're a vegan now, or
I'm a vegetarian? I could eat some nice berries.
That'll probably help.
You're not going to survive in the wilderness on just berries. No one's ever done that.
Berries out there,
but I'm not going to go out there with this random fucking stooge and live in. No, I'm not.
Is it because the Rockies are too fucking big and great for you?
I wouldn't do it in my own fucking backyard.
Bill, this is highly disappointing to hear coming from you.
It is. That's the thing, though, is Bill is like a CIA-level hacker. So, I mean, what's he doing out in the woods?
Yeah. Well, to be honest with you, I took a challenge, and I'm going to Springfield, Illinois.
Oh, I did see that someone called you out and said that you could
and
not.
And then I called him out for calling out Andre Iguodala's home place.
What is it about Springfield, Illinois that you could not live there?
I said that, but I basically said I would love to. The log cabins.
I got a question. Someone's like, why did Zito just randomly say Springfield, Illinois on the podcast when you guys were talking? Because no one ever addressed it or anything.
Good Zito impersonation.
Well, no, Abraham Lincoln's
So what's your challenge?
I'm just going to go hang out, drink some beers.
Oh, man, good luck, dude.
The challenge was that you couldn't drink beer in Springfield.
No, he said you couldn't hang out at Curves, or I think their place called Curves, their bar over there.
Yeah, no, that's a workout place for older women.
Yep.
Oh, shit, I'm going to be working out. but yeah, we all figured out we weren't making fun of Springfield, I can't wait to hang out with Abe Lincoln.
Seems like we got a lot wrong there, so which is a good lead into our pod fact segment. Zeet, if you could possibly pull up some of the pod facts that I sent to you in a well-organized folder that seems to, that every time I airdrop it to you, become an unwell-organized folder, which leads to issues. Well, so
happens in between
data
airdrop.
Transfer, man.
Yeah, seriously.
Got to watch out for it.
Haven't you seen Ralph Breaks the Internet?
Pod fact one, listen to the pod this morning. I moved from Pittsburgh to Houston last year, and I'm glad to report I now live within 10 minutes of both a CC's Pizza and a Fuddruckers.
Okay, so Houston's the coolest city on the planet. Wow, look at that.
Houston confirmed, cool fucking city.
They are set up.
Because we said CC's was dead.
Was dead, yeah.
Not dead. Alive and well. Wow. We also said Fuddruckers dead. Alive and well.
I love Fuddruckers. I've been there many times.
They had those like butter burger or butter buns, right?
They have ostrich burgers.
Huh?
They have ostrich burgers.
They don't have ostrich burgers.
Oh, yeah.
That's not Canada, okay?
No, yeah. The Fuddruckers I went to. We talked about this the other day. I love Fuddruckers. Their cheese fries.
True.
The drinks are amazing.
What Fuddruckers do you go to?
The one in Chicago. I used to go all the time.
Is there still one there?
Oh, yeah.
There may be ACCs somewhere, but let's be honest.
No, we got we did
a franchise.
I only screenshot one, but we did get many. There's the CCs, many locations.
Okay. You said there was no CCs left? Dead.
Mostly across the South. I don't know what that says about the South or CCs, but that's where most of them are located.
Why are you guys talking about this?
If we find one, I would like to see one. Go to one.
You've still never gone. We will find one.
There's
next
one
time
around here.
Houston.
Pops up on the.
I believe
on,
someone
like,
did say to us that there is one around here. We will go this week.
We'll see how far. You
know what I saw over the weekend? About 30 minutes north of here, there is a KFC buffet.
Oh yeah, I've been there.
Tell me about it, because I didn't know these existed.
I love it.
You've been there?
Yeah, I've done it.
There's a KFC buffet.
How?
Oh, yeah.
So you're telling me there's
just like a big pile of gravy?
There's a heaven on earth?
Oh, yeah.
How does it work?
Yeah, how does it work? Explain this to us.
It's like an old country buffet. You guys ever been there?
So, like, it's just big tubs of chicken?
And gravy?
Yeah. Yeah, it's just a normal.
How many people are in there, though? How many homeless people?
Don't act like this is a normal thing.
This is not a normal thing.
Can we still do it if COVID's going on?
I don't know. I saw a billboard.
Yeah. KFC buffets don't.
Hold on.
Like a KFC, the restaurant KFC.
What the fuck do you think it would be?
No. But I was making sure he wasn't saying like just a Kentucky Fried Chicken billboard. Like it was a KFC restaurant billboard. and they were calling for
what
people.
What the fuck are you talking about?
I'm saying, well, listen, okay? If you're saying there was just a KFC.
KFC's not putting up billboards for no reason around
a KFC, but if it was just a KFC, like, hey, this is your local KFC. Come and get some to eat. But, like, if it's a fast food chain holding a buffet, how do they have people pay for it and then leave? Like, how? I know at the local.
Do you know
KFC,
how buffets work?
Yeah, you pay your X amount of food and you go up and it's just like a cafeteria
like
style.
You can still order like a number 7 broccoli and beef.
Yeah,
they do have a to go section as well.
Yeah.
Separate from the buffet, you fucking.
Well, yeah, if you were just walking into the restaurant, but if those people would just sit at the buffet for 10 hours, right?
I'm looking like at one here. Yeah. It's
this is a bit, right?
No, I'm being dead serious. Like, how would a fast food KFC.
The same way any other buffet works.
If you go in the back of a KFC, like in just the kitchen, it's legit already a buffet. They have everything pre-made.
I mean, it's just that's the, just buffet etiquette.
The
you just leave after
yeah,
a couple
people don't
hours.
Go into buffets for fucking 8 dude, hours and just
well, maybe it's because the
KFC pants all day. Because it's
bring
a KFC,
the buffet rules change.
The Taco Bell KFC that was by the old pub,
correct.
There was always at least 5 people just sitting in there all day.
Okay.
So if you were to make that place a buffet, I assume that number probably triples, and there's just 15 fucking people sitting in there all day.
Buffet rules. There is you buffet. Have to get at like after like an hour and a half.
That's not a thing. You could sit there as long as you fucking want.
And that's
to.
Why my that's why my mind is blown. That a KFC would try and have a buffet style event because how would they enforce the hour and a half courtesy law?
Did you know there used to
but,
be?
So you think it's because it's a KFC, people will just want to sit there all day long?
I know, just because I feel like if it were me going to pay for a buffet at KFC, I'd probably go at what 10 a.m. and stay there till like 3 in the afternoon.
Why?
Well, buffets do as well. They get rid of all Wi-Fi, so when you're in there, you have nothing.
Oh, so you're just relying on phone service. That's very smart.
Also, but, you piece of shit. How?
You get there at 10, you eat breakfast. By the time you're done with breakfast, it's like 11. You're like, all right, I'll sit on my phone for a little, let the food digest. No. You get to 12.
How
you
did
have
you
lunch.
Know that?
But you're not doing it right.
At the one by your house, that there was people sitting there for 7-8 hours.
Because I would go in, you know, twice.
Yeah. He was never home.
I am one of them, yeah. And I'd go in there at
him, Lenny, Charlie,
yeah, Bobby, Ricky, Donnie. I mean, there's
so few. Do you think only the KFC buffet would have this issue of people sitting there for 7-8 hours, or do you think every buffet has this issue?
It's too
that's my this is
also,
my
feel, yeah, no. Well, I feel like, like for instance, Pizza Hut, I feel like is a different animal just because it's not KFC. Like, KFC is everything they have is top of the line.
Pizza buffet was
the same thing. You know what I'm saying? So I like a Pizza Hut. Thank you. I like a Pizza Hut. It's just like a salad bar, a few
pizzas.
Oh,
you think Pizza Hut's throwing out their fucking grade B shit for their buffet? And you think the KFC buffet is like, oh, we have to have all the best shit?
I don't think there are a whole lot of people out there that are planning their day around 3 square meals buffet and not leaving in between.
You fucking asshole.
You
KFC and Pizza Hut are owned by the same people.
Oh,
they're ran
idiot.
By the same company.
Yeah, well, their foods are different. So that's a completely
true.
Different
one has
argument.
Pizza.
Yeah, one has pizza. One has pizza. The other is strictly Kentucky Fried Chicken.
Also, if you're going to a buffet and you're sitting there and you're saying that you could eat, sit there and digest your food and then eat another meal, that you're not doing the buffet.
I see a
right.
challenge here, by the way.
Because anyone who goes there gorges themselves until they couldn't possibly even look at eating another piece of that buffet, or they'd vomit.
Yeah, or they get the bang for the buck and they get 3 meals out of it. And also think about this, Nick. You're not just sitting there. You're going outside. You're smoking a cigarette. You're coming back in. You're not just hanging out.
How long did that take? Smoke a cigarette.
Depends. What are we smoking? You know, if it's an American Spirit, then it took 20 minutes, and you're halfway to noon, and then you know you go back in.
It's true.
You gotta pay again when you walk in
because you smoked a buffet.
Yeah, you can't walk out.
Well, you can't walk on a buffet.
You call fives.
You can't do that. That's there's.
You call fives. I have to get up.
You're praying to God that this place has an arcade. Fucking arcade.
Let me get on that claw machine.
Yeah.
If there's a KFC arcade. Oh, you just mean like a little pinball, maybe?
Yeah, maybe a little pinball, maybe a little cruising world.
I've never been to a KFC with one of those or a buffet KFC, but if I were to walk into one that had both.
The Pizza Hut buffets used to have those.
Definitely claw machines, for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah, claw machines for sure. They'd have a couple fun. Mortal Kombat, maybe. Pretty sweet.
Hmm.
I can't believe you. That was your take on Faith. Like, you do that all the time.
The way I, because I always saw, like, in college, you would go to the dining hall, right? And you would, sometimes I would spend a whole entire, I'd go Tuesday morning.
Home.
Well, I would go Tuesday morning, and my plan would be to, go to class. And then you have breakfast, and you're like, oh, shit, I'm just not doing it. I'm not going to class today. So then you wait, and you're like, I'll go to my 12:30. So you're in the dining hall from 10 to 12, like my original scheduled buffet morning. And then, 12:30 comes around. You forgot to do the assignment. And then you're like, all right, fuck it. We'll just skip 12:30, too. And then you finally go to class at 4. So then from 12:30 to 4, you're just kind of dicking around, shooting the shit with whoever's coming in.
So here's the size of the restaurant here.
That's basically the size of the buffet.
Yeah, but other side, you only have
So this KFC,
that looks good.
This KFC buffet has a salad bar, too.
This KFC looks
gotta get your greens.
Is this the first KFC?
I think it also has the double chocolate cake as well, too. One thing that May 31st, I went to KFC Taco Bell as my last meal before this diet started or whatever. Yeah. I was very disappointed. I don't believe that they do the potato wedges anymore. They have now switched to just fries.
Tony, the nacho fries from Taco Bell head?
No. KFC has fries now.
Tony, I don't know how to tell you this.
I love the potato wedges. Don't you dare say anything fucking
bad. You're
the
only person that goes to KFC and gets the potato
wedges. True. That's not true.
I like potato wedges.
Like them, but what are you getting? You're getting mashed potatoes and gravy.
Oh, don't be a fucking idiot, dude.
There's the three-piece combo.
The three-piece combo comes with two sides, so you get the potato and gravy.
That's fine.
And
double wedge, potato?
And the wedges. Fine. Here, let me fucking potato you on this motherfucker.
All right. Take me to Ireland,
I dip the wedges into the mashed potatoes and gravy and then eat it all together, dude.
Jeez. Yeah, quadruple.
In fact, you aren't getting the mac and cheese at KFC.
So I was going to say, you're missing out on the mac and cheese, then.
Am I?
Yeah.
Mac
and cheese.
I will dabble back and forth. I'll get wedges sometimes and mac and cheese.
Do you guys ever put the mashed potatoes in the biscuits?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, baby.
Oh yeah. Stuff the biscuits.
The skinnier wedges. The skinnier wedges are much better, obviously, than the more potato wedges. I will say that. But if you find a good,
listen, you want your potato wedges, go to Fridays.
True.
Fridays.
Fridays has good potato wedges.
You're confusing potato skins and potato wedges, which is a fucking.
They're the same.
Blasphemous move. They're not even close to the same. One is bacon and cheese on them.
Dude, there's a Chili's up near me.
Which is why they're better.
Is it still open?
Chili's? Oh, yeah. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Pussy on tap Chili's?
What the fuck is that supposed to mean, Bill?
Three Chili's around me have all closed. It's a detriment to my...
Yeah. Chili's may not survive.
Well, yeah, they fucking hand out E. coli, communion.
Dude, that was Chi-Chi's.
Chili's does, too.
That was Chi-Chi's.
Apparently, during this quarantine, it was $15. You could get three meals from Chili's.
Boy. I wish I would have known about that.
Yep, there it is. I fucking knew it. It's the end of an era for one of KFC's most unique sides. A fast food chain recently announced it's replacing potato wedges with a different type of fried potato.
Potato wedges are not a unique side.
Well, it sounds like nobody was fucking ordering them, so they can.
They became unique once everybody stopped using them.
I will tell you that the fries were not as good as the wedges, in my opinion.
That I believe and understand. I feel your pain. I'm just...
It was just
mashed potatoes, They're right there.
It hurt.
Hey, Tony, do you have any last words for the potato wedges?
Let's go.
No, I mean, they had a good run. They had a good run.
Thanks for wedging us along.
It does not help my cause saying that I love them, that they did go out of business.
No.
It's normally not a thing that would go out of business if everyone was getting them.
Well, it's the end of an era, so typically, people did like it.
That's true.
It is.
Are they the same fries as the Pizza Hut fries?
I don't.
Pizza Hut fries fucking stunk. I got those ones. Boy, was that a big mistake.
Boys, you know what I've been eating lately? And I mean, this is a must because I've had the Omaha steaks. I get my meat. I get my protein. But what I really need are my greens, and that's why I use Athletic Greens.
Ooh, let's go. Balanced diet, baby.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. And it never budges on overall quality, and it's manufactured all the way in New Zealand.
What?
That's pretty awesome. I didn't know that.
That's great.
So sourced for consistency of high quality ingredients that pass strict microbiological testing and sourced from food for maximum bioavailability and developed for maximum absorption of vitamins, minerals.
To the max.
To the max. And it's one of the most complete superfood green drinks on the market right now.
Yeah,
right.
Hey, you said
it. Suck it down.
If it's time to focus on your health and feel your best, Athletic Greens takes the guesswork out of everyday good health and does it without compromising on taste or quality. Why not just try it? Jump over to athleticgreens.com/thepod and claim my special offer today. 20 free travel packs valued at $79 with your first purchase. That's athleticgreens.com/thepod. Again, that's athleticgreens.com/thepod. Look, these people are the best. We love them. They got respect and empathy for all. Their life is an opportunity, and there are no compromises. Those are their core values.
Those are great.
And they're all time. Good values. Start your day right, and good things will follow. Go get some Athletic Greens.
Hey, don't forget about the 20 free travel packs valued at $79 with your first purchase.
Bingo.
AthleticGreens.com/thepod. Zito, any more pod facts?
Yeah, I mean, I just
got
to pull it up.
Yeah, teacher in service days are not for having sex with other teachers.
God. This it's guy doesn't have sex with the other teachers.
It's for our bosses to tell us things we already know about our jobs and for us to get an hour lunch. Yeah, well.
And bang each other.
Sorry for you, because I got news for you. All the other teachers are having sex.
Yeah, man. What do you think they're doing while you're eating your lunch at that during the
hour lunch?
Yeah, jeez.
Sorry, man. Next spot fact, please.
Orgy buffet.
Canada does have Dave and Buster's and Chuck E. Cheese, and Boston Pizza is not a great pizza place.
Oh, yeah, no. I don't doubt that at all.
I don't think we ever said it was a great pizza place.
Never even fucking heard of it.
For it.
Yeah.
I'm starting to think that Gumpy doesn't live in Canada.
He lives in
the coast. I've been saying that for years.
He gets a lot wrong about Canada.
Well, think about how different his part of Canada must be compared to all the other parts.
Yeah, he might as well be on like the tip of Washington.
Yeah. And think about how much different like even just California is to here.
Not very different.
He is always sleepless.
I mean, there's parts of Canada that speak a totally different language.
But I know that In-N-Out exists.
Yeah, true. True. You know, you got me there.
Zito, next pod fact.
Yep.
Yeah, you didn't even know Boston Pizza exists. You're from Boston.
It didn't start in Boston.
Sorry, that's another one. Just there's a CC's in South Carolina as well.
And the cinnamon rolls are alive and well, apparently.
Thank God.
Yeah, right. Cinnamon rolls
are alive. Zito, next part, in fact.
Yep, you get it. Bigger, bigger, bigger.
We had McDonald's pizza in Spencer, West Virginia until around 2018.
McDonald's pizza?
I had no fucking idea that McDonald's ever had pizza.
Yeah, it was really big in like, I think it was the 80s or something, and then it survived in Canada.
It survived in West Virginia until 2018.
Yeah. What the fuck?
I would never get a pizza from McDonald's.
I would.
I couldn't even
imagine. I've never had one.
I'd have to.
I couldn't even imagine what it looked like.
I would at some point, but I feel like if you're going to McDonald's, you know what you're getting.
Do you think it's like a four-piece personal?
Gotta try it.
It looks a lot like a Tostino's party pizza.
Well, at this point, yeah, for sure. But I'm saying, and this thing's heyday.
Have you ever got the pizza from Subway?
I'll be honest with you. This McDonald's pizza kind of looks like trash.
No.
Well, it depends on what... It depends on what picture you go with, but it kind of looks like trash in a not surprising way.
That's McDonald's, though.
Jamie, you pull that up?
But that's what, you know, that's why you get the McChicken.
I mean, no, it could look, it could be good. I don't know.
I mean, there's a couple.
I think it looks kind of good.
That one, now I'm seeing that one, it looks.
This one looks like dog shit. That one looks pretty good, though.
That is a beautifully sauced up personal pan.
Yeah, there is a lot of sauce on that
pie. The McPizza?
Tell you what.
Oh, that's an awesome name.
I would not. You know that sauce can't be good.
Bring it back.
There it is. Look at
that. Oh, see, now that looks incredible.
That looks good.
If you put that on top of a burger. Oh.
On top of a burger?
Bill, how big's pizza, dude?
How big's the burger?
Bill, what the fuck?
Bill, you're fucking vegetarian, pal. I don't know what you're talking about.
Cheese pizza on top of... Don't know what fucking to do for the burger.
Vegemite sandwich?
Yeah.
Fish. I don't know if this is fake or not, but
no, that one looks delicious.
That, looks the most real.
But I think they just put
that McDonald's one looks like shit. Looks like a shitty frozen pizza.
Yeah, I think they just put McDonald's.
Dude, Tombstone?
Those pumped up personal pans were
I've had a couple DiGiorno's.
Well, DiGiorno is like the creme de la creme.
Yeah, it's not delivered.
But I tell you what, I've had a couple tombstones as of late, and those things have been extra crispy.
They rise up so
nicely.
They
do. They do.
The crust on those things.
Yeah.
Oh, I will say, I like the boxes.
Must just not have been a good seller. Must not have been a good seller. Tito, is there any more pot facts?
What a bummer.
You're getting burgers and fries.
Oh, I put this in here because I don't know what this means. I
think this is you don't know what simps mean?
Well, here's the whole tweet.
What's snares?
At the pod PMI, the wire is for snares, you simps.
I think this is for the show alone.
We were.
And yeah. I read this and I immediately hated this human.
Yeah.
But what does he mean by...
Well, there's absolutely no context to what he's saying, so we have no idea.
We were talking about the wire being awesome.
For
snares,
though. For because it is. Yeah, the show alone.
I remember it now. We asked, like, why would you want to bring the string and the wire? And then, apparently, the wire is for snares. I don't understand how that makes a simps.
Oh.
Jesus, I thought we were talking about the TV show.
I also thought we were talking about the TV show.
Mm. Oh.
No.
Well, and
we're talking about the 10 items that they bring out alone.
Yes, the chicken wire.
Oh. This guy must fucking jerk off to the fishing channel.
Snares. That is how they built the traps, though, huh? The wire. Okay. Hey, you got us.
See, I read that as...
Hey, well played.
Good for him.
I read that as the wire, the TV show, is for snares, and I thought that was a derogatory comment towards us being snares.
That's how I read it.
The Simps was.
Yeah.
But... It has no context to what simps
actually means. Also, by the way,
okay, good one,
you guys told me what simps means, and I don't think that is like an insult at all. No, I think it's you like women.
Oh, yeah, I'm a simp.
We're simps.
It's like the same thing as beta.
Oh, I'm not a simp.
Who cares, dude?
Wait.
Who cares, dude? Who cares?
I'm more of a Delta guy.
Oh, what?
Delta. Next pod fact.
I don't know if there's... Is there any more left? Nope, these are questions. Z, I believe you should start off with the song.
Yeah,
I believe you should start off with the song for this. Up. For this particular.
Hey, turn the podcast up.
Turn the podcast up.
Cue it up.
Turn it up.
Shout out Dave Trago.
Shout out Dave Trago.
Boos, boos, boos. Rolling down the river in a skiff or two. Here come the Boos Brothers with a bowlaroo. Raising goats and playing rugby. It is what they do. Here come the Boos Brothers with a question for you.
What a tune.
Beautiful.
Man, I love
just
that.
Absolutely beautiful.
I mean, Dave Trago.
Boop, boop, boop.
All right, here we are.
Wow.
I've got a question for you. What to listen to? You
cleaned up.
Hold on.
Hey, will you start
that? Who the fuck is that?
This is not my booby brother.
Who the fuck is that?
That's his brother.
Who is that?
It's the cleaner brother.
You fat stooge, will you relax?
Damn.
Chill out.
Jesus.
And have some respect for the other Boobs brother.
Is it the third Boobs brother?
No, that was the one that was on the rollerblades.
Yes.
Come on.
Did he shave?
Nice. I was going to say, he looks like he cleaned up a bit.
He's just not as dirty, I guess, right now. They're not out in the woods.
That's Boobs, too.
Fair enough. Good.
G'day, boys. It's just the Booby Brothers from Down Under. I've got a question for you. What are some songs you used to listen to that bring back nostalgia of those years when you're... before you could go out to the pub and you just go around to the mate's place and have some beers? I remember some songs we'd listen to when we used to go around to the shearing shed and drink goon bags and smoke durries till sunrise. That were probably Better Man by Pearl Jam and obviously the King of Australia, Jimmy Barnes, with Working Class Man.
I fucking love that guy, dude. Yeah. I love that guy. Wow.
I wish everybody listening could see the fucking tan line he had on his ankles.
Yes.
It was wicked.
The message with the video was, I was very hungover, so it does lack a bit of energy.
Oh, see, no, I think going opposite of the energy that they always bring made the video what it was.
By the way, a goon bag is just box wine. And Jimmy Barnes is our Bruce Springsteen.
Need to bring up a Jimmy Barnes.
You boys
song.
Ever smacked the goon bag?
What do you say?
The Booby Brothers smack goon bags every week.
Love. Can't find a better man.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, that's really what cements it. The Booby Brothers.
I know.
What was the question again? Songs you play while you're drinking.
You're knocking around with your mates before you go out the bar.
Yeah, was that? Did he mean like before we were able to? He meant like before 21.
A Lil Wayne Fireman came to my mind.
Okay. Yeah,
as like my main one growing up.
We used to do a lot of power hours back in the
day. Oh yeah,
big throw time. On a good YouTube power hour mix, mm-hmm. Let that thing bang.
You know what a power hour is?
Tony. I'm a little insulted. But,
yeah, I know. Oh, I didn't know if they died.
No. They did not die. They still go. Come on. He was the king.
Drew Brown. Shout out Drew Brown.
He was the king of power hours.
The first weekend of quarantine or the second weekend of quarantine, when we were just in the house stuck, I did do a YouTube power hour.
I did a Zoom power hour.
That's a good question. I think you're right, though. I think they did die. Yeah, sure. Like, they're certainly not as nearly as popular as they were.
By the way, they still hold up.
Beer in general, I think, is kind of taking a massive hit. Oh, you did it with claws?
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if most claw drinkers want to do power hours.
I do.
Do you guys want to hear Jimmy Barnes, Working Class Man?
Yes.
Okay. I mean, just... Oh, you can throw him back.
Just breathe this in. Just breathe this in, 1985. I don't know if that's... Is that the Steel Town in Australia?
Must be. Working hard to make a living.
Bringing shelter from the rain. It's like Michael Bolton and the Boss combined. Form this majestic human.
This song fucking bangs.
When this guy came on, Ty went, oh.
Dude. Look at that shit. No, we didn't.
What AFL team does he like?
Oh,
that's what I want to know.
This is awesome.
Ooh. Whoa. Bring Uncle Sam into this. Great hair. That's a good one.
Yeah, it's a certified banger. I mean,
Working Class Man, add it to the list.
To be honest, I couldn't tell you about songs.
I was thinking Learning to Fly, Tom Petty. We used to bump that. I was going to throw in right above it.
The combination of 14 Australian top 40 albums for Cold Chisel. He was the lead singer of Cold Chisel.
Weezer?
Say it again?
What?
Cold Chisel.
One more time?
Or it could be Cold Chisel, but I'm going Cold Chisel.
That was a good Uche Son of Uche.
And 13 solo albums in the top 40.
What?
Including 9 number ones gives Barnes the highest number of hit albums of any Australian artist of all time.
Certified G.
What's up, Keith Urban?
You're right.
Fuck that guy.
He's an alien.
I hate Keith Urban.
You know, a lot of people think Chris Gaines was kind of a shot at Keith Urban.
Really?
Yeah, I found that out.
That's awesome.
Who told you that?
It's on the internet. You can look it up.
All right, I'll search.
Okay, maybe I might love Chris Gaines. If he's taking shots at Keith Urban, okay.
It was insinuated. I don't know. You know, who am I to say? I don't know. No, I don't know his background. But
I mean, he's still going hard, too. In 2019, he was nominated for Best Rock Album, so...
Yeah, so he is like the boss.
Yeah, 1,000%.
He's the Australian Mick Jagger.
The fucking Booby Brothers once again come through.
Oh, Mick. Stones were good.
Stones.
For the pregame jams.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking Jumpin' Jack Flash.
Dito, any other questions,
fucking
please?
Zeppelin. You know, you name it.
That's McDonald's pizza.
Get me started on Hendrix.
You can only watch one show, one movie, and have one snack for the rest of your life.
Wow. One show, one movie, one snack.
One show is The Office, because that's I still... watch every single night before bed.
Seinfeld, Troy, and Cosmic Brownies.
Ooh. Cosmic Brownies?
Gun to my head, that's what I'm going.
You guys are going to hate me for my snack.
Go ahead. Oh, I can't wait.
Just original Lay's potato chips, my friends.
I would consider... Really?
Yellow
bag. Yeah,
Yellow Lay's. I would consider Wingy's a snack. Does that change your mind?
It's not a snack.
It's a meal. Oh, yeah?
You know, I know you and I know your family and I know how you grew up, okay? You were not... in a Lays. Bad spot. Why is your favorite food like the champion food of the poor's? I don't get it.
Lay's original?
Yeah.
You just can't go wrong with them. They deliver every time.
They don't.
In every situation.
I don't know how that was a choice.
We've had this argument before on here, and I know I have my backers out there, and we know we stand together.
It's like if you were getting like a bag lunch and you open it up and there was plain Lay's.
Oh, yeah, dude. That is like your piss.
You got it.
No, we weren't pissed.
Shit me.
And there I was in the corner just collecting them all.
Now,
no, I mean, I'd still eat it.
If you got like a big fat French onion dip or something like that in front of you, that's a different story. But if you're just talking plain chips.
Oh, I'm plain, my friend.
Come on.
See, if I'm changing, if I do have French onion dip, then I would prefer the Russell's. Or the Ruffles Ridges.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Good point.
Versus the Lay's plain because it is a stronger chip.
Of course.
I'm surprised you went chip. I'm trying to decide if I want to go chip.
Oh, I'm a big chip
candy.
Guy. Big, big chip
guy. I think I'm
also the Ruffles sour cream and onion or.
Oh, so good. But I'm definitely going Doritos spicy nacho. Arguably the best chip of all time. They're incredibly good. Hanging with Mr. Cooper, the TV show. Oh. And.
When's the last time you saw an episode?
I probably haven't seen it since I was like 8 or 9, but I remember living and hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Okay.
Yeah, movie. Whatever happened to movies? Goodfellas.
Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Hey, we need Mr. Cooper now more than that.
I agree.
It's very good.
Oh, I agree. Man. Yeah, Goodfellas. Good choice. I don't know how many times I've seen it. I could watch it 1,000 more times and still be satisfied.
I almost like, something like Black Hawk Down came to mind. For some reason, even though that piece of shit almost ruins the entire thing.
I'm struggling with show now. I think
Saving Private Ryan was on this weekend again, and that's an always must.
Oh, yeah.
I would probably go with The Office as well, though, I think.
It's hard.
The rewatch value
is so high. It is. It's so high.
It's hard to pick a show that is as good multiple times the way The Office is.
Well, I've just recently started watching like the 4th season, which is usually I don't because those episodes are like 45 minutes.
Yeah.
But I watched that again. I was like, shit, I haven't seen this in a while. This is so good. Yeah.
That's when they...
I had no idea.
Yeah,
because of the,
those
I think, the writer's strike or something. So they only had like 13 episodes that season.
Huh. The more you know.
Mm-hmm.
I just fucking blow right through them all. Yeah, I don't even know what season I'm on at any time. You said what?
I'm going to go Family Guy, pizza rolls, or mini burritos. Or for a movie...
What are mini burritos?
They're just burritos. They're mini. They're snacks.
I understand that.
Oh, those tacos.
Taquitos?
Taquitos, yeah.
So are you saying taquitos are mini burritos?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
But fried. Not really.
Not.
But yeah.
They're fried burritos.
And what...
That is one thing that...
What was your movie?
Though that is one thing that you should never microwave, by the way.
What, taquitos?
Yeah. They are always much better in the oven.
True.
What was your movie, Z?
Everything
I haven't chosen a movie yet, but I'm going to have to choose...
I was going to say Ted.
You know what? Yeah, I would choose Ted.
So you're just a huge fucking stoner secretly.
I love
Family Guy.
Yeah.
Well, no, so Family Guy.
Mini burritos, which turned out to be taquitos and Ted.
Yeah, dude, Seth MacFarlane, good guy.
I mean, I don't disagree.
Well, plus the show, it's still running, so you're getting new episodes. That was my thinking about that.
There you go.
That's a good point.
That's a good idea.
That's actually not bad, Z.
Yeah.
Bill, what are you eating? Fucking lettuce.
I think I'd have to probably try to eat
spinach.
Man, I've gotten these really cool new stuffed peppers from Meijer.
Oh, jeez.
Really, really good.
Bill.
I don't even know if we can continue to call you. I think you're Bailey again.
No,
to be
I'm
honest.
Yeah, you're flirting with that line.
I would stuffed definitely be a pretzel guy.
I mean, Bill.
What are we talking?
Like
sourdough?
Old golds?
Big old hard pretzels.
Snyder's?
In the box.
Just pretzels?
Snyder's are very, very good.
It has to be pretzel
good.
Rod. It has
but
to be
I'm,
pretzel
I'm
rod.
I'm a big pretzel rod yeah. guy.
Am I wrong? Is there a honey mustard pretzel out there?
Yeah, they are.
And it's flavored. Really good.
You are correct, and it is delicious.
There's
especially
those,
the Snyder's
the crunched up bits.
Yeah, Snyder's.
The buffalo chicken ones are amazing.
Buffalo chicken. Those are my favorite ones, yeah.
All right, Bill. All right.
Yeah. Good for you, Bill. I mean, stuffed peppers.
For now.
TV show, Bill? Yeah, fucking Naruto?
South Park.
That's, yeah. There it is.
If you need a good anime, it's one piece.
I knew Bill's a big anime. Nice. Thank you.
We got guns, the mortars. It's like a warehouse for World War III. We got it all. We got nothing. I want Snyder. He's everything. I want him.
Thank you for catching that. And you're the welcome. Fact that you have that saved on your phone is a billion times better. That's awesome.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, but what? I figured Bill's a huge anime guy.
So, you guys need a couple good animes.
No, I don't.
No, we do not.
But I figured Naruto would be your number one choice.
Yeah, Avatar.
Hunter, My Hero Academia. Very good.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm thinking Peanut M&M's. I was going to do South Park, but I don't like it as much as The Office and Interstellar.
You're going to just mind fuck your...
What do you mean?
Next Interstellar part. Is like 8 hours long.
Oh,
so.
No. Yeah, yeah. The movie. No, I'm picking Interstellar because, one, it's a watch 3 hour film, watch time. You get McConaughey, you get Damon.
You get Anne Hathaway.
You get Anne Hathaway, which, I mean, I wasn't really making my pros list.
Michael Caine.
Michael Caine. Right. That's who the third one was, yeah.
Because he raised the first
page. Oh, Casey Affleck.
Casey Affleck. And then he raised the last Jessica Chastain. Yeah,
and if my name's on both pages, I do the fucking movie.
So you got a lot of good actors there. Lawless, Chastain dumps him out. Obviously, remember that every time I see her. Oh, yeah.
In Lawless?
In Lawless, yes.
The one with Tom Hardy?
With Tom Hardy, yeah.
That movie stunk.
Yeah.
Who's McConaughey's dad in Interstellar? Who's the actor?
Oh, yeah, that guy's awesome, too.
Lithgow? Is it Lithgow? Yeah,
yep, probably, maybe.
Stewie?
What's his
He looks like Stewie from Family Guy.
What else is he in?
She does, in fact, dump him up.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Good for her. Oh, yeah, Tony.
I don't think that's right, Z.
Next question,
what
Z.
What do you mean?
If your mailbox is anything like mine, 90% of the time it's a fairly depressing place.
Yep.
Political flyers, utility bills, unholy amounts of coupons that you're never gonna fucking use. But once a month, I do have a reason to be stoked, and that's because of my box of awesome from Bespoke Post.
Oh, yeah.
I just recently got this sweet little weekender bag. I got a bunch of stuff to, you know, take a nice little relaxing weekend vacation.
Love that.
I've also got a bunch of other sweet boxes. I got this distilled one. You know, if you're a major league booze bag, you'll find a couple of items in there that definitely come in handy.
That's my favorite.
Bespoke Post sends guys only the best stuff every month, and no matter what you're into, Box of Awesome has you covered. From style and grooming goods to barware, cooking tools, and outdoor gear, Box of Awesome has carefully built collections for every part of your life. The Weekender, the Distilled, and the Terra packages are all my personal favorites.
Oh, yeah.
You got a lot of cool things in there. To get started, take the quiz at boxofawesome.com, and your answers will help them pick the right Box of Awesome for you. They release new boxes every month across a ton of different categories. It's free to sign up, and you can skip a month or cancel anytime. Each box costs only $45, but has over $70 worth of gear inside. Get 20% off your first monthly box when you sign up at boxofawesome.com and enter the code THEPOD at checkout. That's boxofawesome.com, code THEPOD, for 20% off your first box.
Oh, here we go. Here's McConaughey. Question and movies. Question for the Pod BMI. Which actor looks the most badass while ripping darts?
Which actor?
Yeah, McConaughey in True Detective is tough to beat.
That one's...
Danny Zuko?
Killian Murphy rips an excellent dart.
Peaky Blinders, yeah.
I mean, Don Draper looks pretty cool smoking cigs.
Man.
Leo smokes a good cig.
Yeah, he does.
Leo.
Oh, here's a good one right here. I've never seen him do it, but... Look at that, Keanu Reeves.
Keanu?
I think that's just real life.
Yeah, Pitt and Oceans.
Fucking
Seven.
Fassbender smokes a good fucking cigarette.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to think of some of the olds. Sure.
We don't need the olds.
Forget them.
We don't need the old. But yeah, McConaughey in
True Detective.
True Detective. It's probably the greatest cigarette smoking.
Pretty much anyone that smokes a cigarette with a match, too, is pretty cool.
Looks
yeah.
cool.
Yeah.
Big fan of Timothy Olyphant in Justified.
Oh, yeah. Does he smoke cigs in that?
I'm pretty sure he does.
Billy Bob.
Honestly, find it's hard to find a celeb smoking a cigarette in a movie that doesn't look cool,
yeah.
True.
That was the one I chose right here.
Fucking Danny Zuko?
Yeah, Zuko looks good. Looks
yeah, he smokes cool. a good cigarette. They all do.
Yeah.
That's the point.
You didn't take a class for that? Like an acting class?
No, that's just in your blood, man.
It's pig tobacco,
baby. The amount of times I have quit cigarettes and watched a movie and seen someone smoke a cigarette and been like, yep, can't wait to do that. And literally pause the movie, go get a pack of cigarettes and come back. I mean, they make it look so awesome. But they don't show the guys on camera hacking up tar out of their lungs. They really should add that in just so people know.
Dude, I did find point. Where you got that. Dude. That there's two YouTube videos, actors that make cigarettes smoking look cool, part one and part two on YouTube that I will be watching later. Most likely.
Oh, it's part one and part two.
There's
a lot of them. There's a lot of them. That's what I mean.
Next question, Z.
Yep.
Would you rather dunk, play scratch golf, run an ultra marathon, or be able to hit a home run off a major league pitcher?
Tell you what, after watching that 30 for 30 home runs, look pretty cool.
And yeah, but
if you can hit a home run off a major league pitcher, you can make a living out of your skill.
You got to be able to hit a curveball. But
tell me you can't make a living playing scratch golf, Bill?
I was just going to say, scratch golf. Amateur, if you play scratch golf, you can be an amateur.
Yeah, for sure.
There's one answer here, and it's scratch golf.
Yeah, because you can play forever, right. too. Yeah, I mean, it's not as if they're...
And you are very, very cool in your friends group.
Yes.
They're always trying to get you for your outing team.
Yeah. Scrambles.
Scratch golf, exactly. I believe, is the answer, because...
Home run stops at 40. Dunking a basketball probably stops around the same time, too.
Well, 40, and just 50. Because you can, like, dunk a basketball or could hit a homer, like, that doesn't mean you're going to be worth a shit. Yeah. Like, if it's saying, like, you're going to be, like, an elite player in one of those, then it's a different or
even
story.
Just pro. Even
yeah, just even just a pro. Yeah. Scratch golfer is the way to go.
Yeah, it really is. That'd be an awesome
What life. Does that mean? You're always par?
You're good. Yeah,
you're just about.
Yeah. So, I mean.
And that's a cool life.
If you have a handicap under 10, I feel like
you're hunting birds, awesome. Eat.
You're hunting all birds. Day long.
I love birds, but I'm going to choose baseball.
Oh, yeah?
I'm going to be hitting dingers left and right.
Zito, I was thinking this today, privately, within my own brain.
I'm surprised I wasn't there.
Lucky for you.
I think that your favorite sport is baseball.
I love baseball.
I know. And we always talk about how Ty is the baseball fan.
Well, he definitely
knows
a lot more.
Yeah. But I think your favorite sport is baseball.
I think so, too, Z.
I think you would rather have the Cubs win than the Bears.
Right now, I would rather the Bears win.
Okay. Because the Cubs just won, though, right?
Cubs just won, yes.
Say they both haven't won in 100 years.
I've been to more Cubs games in my life, so I definitely choose Cubs.
But there's more of them.
Yeah, I know, but I actually had tickets to them. Like, Bears tickets are so hard to get. And they're expensive.
Okay. just a thought I had.
But no, yeah, I'd rather if it was both equal, Cubs or Bears left over, I'd go Cubs over Bears.
I thought so.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I thought so.
That's fair.
But hey, always Bear Dot.
Next question.
Yep.
Okay. So this is a picture of different styles of bacon, different styles of eggs, and then different colors of coffee.
Huh.
1 through 6 for the bacon. 1 is raw. 6 is burnt. A is scrambled eggs. B is over easy. C is over easy. D is over medium, maybe.
Where's the Benedict?
Maybe that's D.
I think C and D are switched.
And then the coffee, 1 is just
black,
and then 4 is a lot of creamer.
2 is like 1 or 2.
The best bacon in there is number 4.
Yeah, I have to agree with you.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah, I got 4 bacon for sure.
I mean,
scrambies all day.
What kind of brunch time combo is this? I mean, that's a pretty sad breakfast.
So at the end of the day, you got fucking bacon.
And for those of you,
bacon.
The 4 is pretty well cooked bacon. There, you can't see pretty much any of the white fat anymore. It's been cooked out.
Just about.
It's pretty crispy. 4 is pretty crispy.
I like 3 as well. Don't
is
get me
one
wrong.
One uncooked.
Yeah, I'm a big chewy.
Yes,
bacon.
1 is uncooked. I don't know who's eating 1. But right. It is uncooked. And then I am a bit. Oh, you're scrambled.
Yeah I do really? Like over easy as well.
I am an over easy. I am C in that picture.
I'm over easy a or sunny side up. Have yeah. to yeah.
Sunny side up. A or B for
the yolk is so good.
Yeah, I'm a big dippy. I will dip the fuck
dip
out of everything.
Toast in there.
You do. See, which I don't know why they left the toast out, because when was the last time you're making this and you're not fucking throwing down 2 slices of toast?
You're right.
For you.
That's
you're
why I picked A,
so
scrambies on
like
toast.
The toast is bacon then.
That's what I do.
So and then, like, do you want your toast as the darkest, like 6?
And then for coffee, Foxy drinks black coffee, but I believe he's the only one that does that in the office.
Tim, obviously.
I'm a big black coffee guy.
Oh, Bailey.
I do not drink coffee.
I drink it black, and I don't know the correct term, but like in the sense I don't put creamer in it, and I just add like Splenda or sugar.
I'm always 2 Splendas and 2 creams.
So I'll drink black like
coffee
coming
stinks.
In here in the morning,
stink,
but if I like sit
best.
Down for breakfast, I have to put a creamer in.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So it really depends when you're getting your coffee.
You're young though, Connor. Coffee will come into your life, I think.
Yeah. I just don't know. I feel like at this point it would have came in.
I'll say I'm still fighting off on it.
No, whenever
you are a much different animal, my friend. Though IBS is quite a bitch, I imagine.
Even Starbucks. Starbucks gives me. I mean, I'll get something from there every time, but that is almost an immediate diet.
Because half of whatever you're drinking from Starbucks is essentially like a milkshake.
Connor, there
pretty
is
much,
an age where you switch from Red Bull to
to coffee. Yeah. I've never been like a just a energy drinker, like a morning drink person. I did a stint with Dunkin's Iced, you know, senior year of college for about a month. But that's only if I'm like dead tired. Like if I'm dead tired, I'll have a coffee, but I don't enjoy it at all. Like I don't really get the whole
Nesquik in the morning.
Yeah, exactly. I'd rather chocolate milk.
By the way, while you took children.
That weight up.
By the way, Connor RSVP'd to my wedding and there I believe there's a comment section for dietary restrictions. And he put his dietary restriction is he needs sugar-free Red Bull.
Well, you want to know what I
man.
You want to know what I put there first, and it wouldn't let me go what? Through. I wrote I need a Red Bull vodka with sugar-free Red Bull every 10 minutes. That's what I wrote first. Wouldn't let me put that. So then I just said, all right, fine. I'll just let them know sugar-free Red Bull.
And Nick said no bullshit.
Yeah, nice. I'm allergic to your bullshit, and I don't want any of it at that wedding.
Smart.
You knew she was going to read that.
All right.
That was that story. Any more questions? I respect that, Connor.
I had to.
Do people ever think about the henchmen in action movies? Where do they come from? They're just basically never ending until the hero's killed enough. Do these people have kids and or family? How many hours do they? How many hours do they work a week?
Never thought about it. Never cared because all I give a shit about is fucking Tom Cruise putting a bullet in their head.
I do wonder if they have families you and if they do have
a
work. Family
and be a henchman.
Do they?
If the guy doesn't have a name in the cast, if he's like Thug 3, then guess what? No one gives a shit about the guy.
If some guy runs onto the screen and eats a bullet in the head, and the first thought I have isn't like, oh, I wonder if that guy has kids. It's like, oh, what a shot, Cruise. Yeah. No, that's what we're talking about.
Obviously, none of us have ever thought that. That's why the question came too. And I was like, I wonder if they do work 40-hour weeks.
How funny would it be if they released
a
movie
night shift
of this? Like, they were just like, the henchmen went home. They're like, how was your day today? And they're just like, yeah, we lost again. You know, I don't know what happened, but.
See, I just thought that's what The Irishman was. Like, I thought The Irishman was just a movie about every henchman ever, basically.
Look at The Departed. And Costello's crew.
Yeah, true.
You know, you never hear anything about their family or their long life.
I think they did, though.
I don't think so.
Speaking of dumping out.
You know how to spell good, citizens.
That's a good scene.
Exactly.
That's a good scene.
It is interesting.
He was actually undercover, Zeke.
The life
not
of a
that
henchman.
Guy. Mm-hmm. That guy was not undercover.
Yeah, it's the 314 wash. 341 wash. 344 wash.
Yeah, my boy studying law at Notre Dame.
Something just came off the roof.
I would like to know. I would just like to know.
Dude, they live
I just want to know how many hours. Do they have a union?
A henchman union? No way.
No, can't have a union.
They actually made a movie of this. It's Despicable. No, what was that movie with...
Despicable Me Too?
Yeah, that's basically the henchman, right?
The Minions?
Minions movie?
Yeah.
No, the Minions are not the henchmen.
Yeah, Minions are much different.
Definition of henchmen.
No, because here is the thing. The Minions are a separate species, and their primary goal as a species is to serve someone.
Yeah. I've always assumed the henchman was paid, and a Minion was like a dedicated servant.
Oompa Loompas. Henchmen or not.
Those are henchmen, but they are paid in cocoa beans.
Yeah, they were rescued. And
yeah, true. So they were saved, brought to a better situation.
Forced to a life of indentured servitude.
Yeah, interesting how that works.
Oompa.
Loompa.
Any more questions, Eat?
Oompa, how much sugar?
Oh, watch King of Staten Island. Who do you find hotter, Marissa Tomei or Jennifer Aniston?
Marissa Tomei.
Give me Marissa Tomei. She is a rocket.
Fucking ass.
It's Tomei.
She's a rocket. Also,
it's not.
It is Tomei.
Hey,
it's Jennifer. Listen, there's going to be a lot of people who disagree, but it's Tomei.
It's a spunky attitude.
Also, just go watch The Wrestler, my friend.
Yes. Have you ever seen The Wrestler?
Is a stripper in it. Dumps them. Multiple times.
All right, I'll get back to you.
Go watch My Cousin Vinny.
Yeah.
And then try to talk about
don't get me wrong. I love her.
There's something about the personality that just does it.
She's also... Is that the girlfriend?
In your face.
She's also she's also a much, much better actress.
Oh, wait. That's the girlfriend?
She's also the aunt in Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So not Pete Davidson's girlfriend.
No.
No. Yeah, yeah. Okay.
Is that who you thought we were talking about?
No. That's what I thought he saw.
Zito, just from the back, mom. Was yelling.
No, no, absolutely.
Horny Zito has arrived.
I like her. She brings the pop. She brings the flair. But we're talking about Jennifer Aniston here, boys.
I know what we are.
About Jennifer.
Yeah, we're talking about Marissa Tomei.
I know. Tomei, man. Marissa Tomei, whatever.
It is.
Better actress, too.
Yeah, much
better. I agree with that for sure. I don't disagree with that.
Got an Oscar.
But if I'm staring at the morning show,
and she's hotter, dude.
She's hotter.
And cooler.
It's
Tomei, man. This question. Oh. Yeah. What makes a good bartender? Fast service or one who conversates? Don't fucking.
Hey, what do you think, pal?
heavy hand, ass clown. That's the only thing that makes a good bartender. Heavy hand,
keep it quick, don't ask too many questions.
Yeah.
I love talking to the bartender.
Seriously. Good conversation.
What are you guys doing tonight?
Listen, we love our bartenders. We tip them very well, but we did not come for the conversation.
Well, I come for the jabs. I come for a couple lines. I come for, but yeah. I don't want to hear about your routine. I don't want to, you know,
something
like
here and there.
Yeah, yeah. A give and take, something back and forth. I get to know you.
Come
just,
and go.
Just a little bit. You get to know me.
Bartender,
just a
it's one liners. Give me one liners.
One liners. Bunch of those.
Save
and we're good.
The fucking small talk for Nick Nolte at the end of the bar.
Yeah, exactly. You know, and, you know, if you want to talk to people, just talk to the drunk people at the end of the night who are just standing there anyways.
Now it is. If I want a menu, mm-hmm. ask me yeah. what I'm having. Yes. And then chill the fuck out.
That's,
and then, you know, if I say Rebel Vodka, oh, busy one tonight, huh? You got me. Yeah, it is. That's it. There you go. Great conversation me and that guy just had. We're basically friends already. But I don't need to hear about how many butts he smoked.
There is a difference if it is your go-to bar that you go to 2 or 3 times a week.
Yes.
And you know the bartender. Like our...
Yeah, well, I mean, that's a given. But mm-hmm. I also feel like in that sense, then you are more inclined to insinuate and open up the conversation.
True.
Like, yeah, hey, how you doing tonight?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's busy.
Yeah, he's busy. But Jeez, normally he's busy.
So many people.
In the order of things that make a bartender good, it's so quick, heavy,
you were here last night,
heavy,
came in.
Heavy pour.
Yep.
Conversation is way down the line.
Conversation is down the line. Yeah.
Down the line.
And just, I don't want to say.
You get a spitter for my buddy?
Yeah.
I don't right. want to say overall attitude because, like, obviously being a bartender can suck at a lot of times. But, like, if you ask for, like, you know, something, like, for instance, if you ask for a Red Bull with sugar free, or if you ask for a Red Bull vodka.
Sugar free?
Yeah, with sugar free Red Bull. And, you know, he responds like, I don't know. Like, it's like, look, buddy, like, I'm here just trying to spend money, just trying to get you money here. Like, just go get the sugar-free Red Bull from the back. But, like, you know, the attitude's probably on, you know, top 5 for me.
Okay.
Just a good, you want to give off good. A
yeah.
Good,
just be a good guy.
Be a good guy. Give me, you know, if you're a good guy, I'll give you the money.
You know, also, if you have a bottle opener in a wrist, in a...
Tucked
in a wristband
yes.
on your arm.
Oh, we massive. Taking church keys? Let's go.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge thing, too. Oh, yeah. You guys need... here's 4 beers.
You know, that's a good bartender.
Yeah. No beers on me. You know?
Yeah.
That wouldn't hurt.
This one's on house?
You need a church key and a rag.
Also, okay.
Yeah. Wipe the goddamn bar top off.
Mm-hmm. Rag for sure. You know, that's important. Also, person who brings you... The next one before you ask it, that is the next level bartender. That's, I think, the one that you guys are talking about. Where,
yeah,
like,
that's a good
you go
one.
3 times a week, you know
yeah,
them.
They know.
Like, they're bringing beers before you even reach the bottom. Mm-hmm. Those are the guys.
And maybe they pour an extra shot in there for you.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Grilling these fucking Omaha steaks.
Mm.
It is just, I think it's my new favorite pastime. It is absolutely my own new favorite pastime.
You do it every weekend. It.
Every single weekend.
I always see it.
And right now, Omaha Steaks is a limited time Father's Day offer for our listeners. Go to omahasteaks.com and enter code THEPOD into the search bar to save 55% on the gift Dad will love for $79.99. Your gift will include all of these things.
Okay.
4 naturally lean top sirloin steaks.
All right.
Wow.
Hand carved and aged at least 21 days for tenderness and flavor.
Mm.
4 premium boneless chicken breasts. 4 gourmet jumbo franks and kielbasa sausages.
Okay.
A package of savory all beef meatballs. 4 perfectly browned potatoes au gratin. 4 made from scratch caramel apple tartlets. And an Omaha Steak signature seasoning packet.
Might be the best part.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Dad will get all this delicious food plus the free pound of steak cut bacon.
Give me the thick stuff.
Oh, my God. This gift is ready to be shipped straight to your dad's door in time for Father's Day for $79.99. This Father's Day, send Dad the gift he really wants. Go to omahasteaks.com and type the pod in the search bar and save 55% when you send the Summer Sizzle Pack for $79.99 and get free steak cut bacon with your order. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com and type the pod in the search bar to order the Summer Sizzle Pack for Father's Day today. Any other questions?
That is it.
That is it?
It seems like that is it.
I just had one more question for Connor.
Oh.
Is Calypso dead?
Oh, Tony.
It's been a long
day.
What happened?
So,
my friend.
All right. So, I'm glad you asked. I forgot.
See you again.
Great harmony. Yeah, there you go. I thought you guys were going to keep going. I performed on Sunday. I performed the last saving attempt at Calypso. So I went all in. A lot of her blooms, you know, were completely dead, and I've been giving her bloom food. So I was like, okay, something's wrong here.
You killed this tree in under a month.
So no, it's not dead yet. It's not dead yet. There are a few blooming.
When did he ask how long are these things supposed to live? How long are these things? I don't know. 30 years?
Yeah, 15 years, I'm pretty sure, is what I saw. But which is absurd. I haven't even made it a 15th of the way there. But so I basically took out all the blooms. I grabbed some scissors. I was like, you know what? This is what I'm going to do. I'm going to chop all the blooms from the core. They're either going to regrow or they might not even regrow at all. And I probably cut the wrong thing. But Calypso's not doing well, which is a bummer because Bonsai Bonnie seems to be doing unbelievable.
Yeah, the one you don't have to take care of.
It's almost as if when I brought Bonnie into the house, I thought, sure. Okay, Calypso is the alpha here. I'm very worried about Bonnie's well-being. You know, two weeks later.
From the beginning, you've literally been putting propane like gas in its face for the last month since we've had the propane.
Having the grill and the fireplace, which takes propane gas, does not help it being close to Calypso. But I actually think
2 foot radius.
That bonsai tree that guy sold me might be a magical bonsai tree that's actually sucking the life out of Calypso as we speak. Because before,
how about that pot I gave you?
The pot might be killing you.
Did you poison
too.
The pot?
What did you put in that pot? Oh my god. Did you poison my fucking tree?
Did you put Clorox in there?
Did you fucking do that? I will sue you. I will take you to court if you fucking kill my. What did you put in that pot? What was in that soil? What was in that fucking soil, dude?
Just a little personal homemade compost, you know?
That is so fucked up. What did you put in there? Seriously, what did you put in there? Kryptonite? What did you put in the soil? Did you put, like, grease in it? Is that where you've been putting all the grease?
No. That's a Zito move. Yeah, I have done that.
Not this one. Not yours, though.
What the fuck did you do?
Mixture of Walt's dog shit and arsenic?
It was an inside job.
No, I didn't do anything with the pot. But it is hysterical.
Yeah. Oh, no, just kidding.
Sit here and squirm.
I didn't do anything with the pot.
You killed this tree.
What did you fucking put in this tree for?
3 weeks?
What did you fucking put in that pot? What did you do to my tree? What did you do to my fucking tree?
What did you do to my tree?
Oh my god! I might.
And then I might
bring you up on charges.
I have an update of the area where he. I took a video of the spot.
Oh yeah, Jesus.
Of where he got, where he fell.
Oh, the trip.
So okay, leave it with you guys to see. So that's. Oh, I guess I went to slow mo.
That's deep.
A little deceiving.
That is deep.
That is deep.
That is deep.
So that's how deep it goes. As you see there.
That's probably, what, two, three feet down?
Well, and that's where he jumped.
I mean, come on, guys.
That's actually where his body was.
Maybe an 8-inch.
This is actually his body, maybe an 8-inch curve.
That is not where his body was. That was where he tripped up top there. That's where his body was, in the middle of the street.
Yeah, right there.
I was going to edit a body.
Look at how deep. That's a fucking sturdy. Look, and you might see that and say, oh, it's on that thing. What are you, stupid? Look, you don't understand, okay? I was looking past it the whole entire time. I was looking at Nick across the street, so I wasn't looking down at any point. And then when I finally decided, fuck it, I'll go over there, I didn't look down again, so I just stepped up on that ledge, tried to, you know, I jumped most of it, and then I ate a bag of shit at the end.
Oh, shit. Right. Sorry, well, Tony, I didn't pray earlier.
No, that's perfect. We'll pray for Calypso.
Yes, please pray for Calypso.
Pray for Calypso.
I would say pray for Bonnie, but she might be a Satanist because she has sucked out the life force out of Calypso. I don't know what's going on with her.
We will see you on Wednesday. And this has been The Pod.